Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and sometimes that's what you have to do, isn't it, small business owners? Whether it's starting your business or taking off on a new direction or adding a new product line or hiring an employee or buying a new computer system, sometimes you just have to jump. You've done all the homework you can do. You've done as much due diligence as you think you can, and you just have to go ahead and pull the trigger and take the next step. And we know all about that, and I bet Rochelle Togafiga knows about that too. She is a small business owner too, but she's primarily a sales coach, a trainer, and a motivational speaker. She is the creator of the Sales Breakthrough System. She is a salesmanship expert, and she's here to help us with that. Rochelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here, and we have a mutual friend in Fabienne Fredrickson, don't we?
Yes, we do. Absolutely.
Folks, you may remember Fabienne was on the show back in a couple of months ago when we were in Boca Raton with the Office Depot Business Women's Success Conference, and we met Fabienne there, and she's introduced us to Rochelle, and we appreciate her doing that. Rochelle, salesmanship, as we used to call it, and I don't know if there's a more politically correct name now, but that's still the term that I use. It's so important for small business owners because, as you know, Rochelle, nothing happens until somebody makes a sale.
Absolutely. And they say you're only as good as your last sale.
That's exactly right. And as my managers, when I worked at Xerox many years ago, you know, I could do a real good job and bring in a good month or bring in a good year, and the next day they would say, "What have you done for me lately?"
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So what do you think we should do? You have small business owners sitting at your knee out there now, Rochelle, mm-hmm. and they really want to turn their sales organization into a highly productive, highly professional organization. Where would you start?
Well, where I would start is, although I have all these sales techniques to teach them, when I start working with a client, the first place I want to go to is, what are the thoughts, what are the limiting thoughts that are keeping you from being successful?
Limiting thoughts?
Yes.
So you're saying before we even begin, we got to get all the junk out of their head.
That's right. Let's get it all out of the table. What's that conversation you're having with yourself?
Mm.
What are you saying to yourself that's stopping you?
What might that sound like?
It could be, I'm not good enough, they're not interested.
They're going to say no.
They may say no.
They're going to throw me out of the office.
Yes. I don't want to be pushy, I'm too aggressive. All those thoughts get in your way.
And probably the last time somebody tried to sell them something that they didn't like the approach, that's mm-hmm. probably still in their head too, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And they remembered how they felt, and mm-hmm. they don't want to make other people feel like that.
That's right. That's absolutely right. So that's a limiting thought, and that can keep you from going forward.
Wow.
So
you know, that's a really good thing for you to say, Rochelle, because I bet a lot of people don't think about that. I bet a lot of people don't realize mm-hmm. that they might begin with all these, you know, all these great tools and all these great instructions and all this good information about the products, but they haven't thought that they're trying to put it into a head that's not receiving it properly.
That is so true, Jim. They'll come to me with a particular sales issue, you know, show me how to get that appointment, but that's not the first place to go. The first mm-hmm. place is, what are you telling yourself? What are you saying to yourself?
And how do we get rid of that baggage?
We get that out of the table. And what we do is we distinguish that, first of all, that thought is made up by you. Like, it's not the truth. Nobody mm-hmm. told you that. You're telling yourself that.
You're lying to yourself.
That's right. So let's have that thought disappear, and the way to do that is first distinguish that thought and then shift that thought. Let's turn that thought into something empowering, something that's more positive. Rather than they're not interested in my product, why don't you say they're very interested in my product and I have some mm-hmm. good information to provide them and I can help them with their problem.
If you're not positive about what you're doing, if you're not positive about yourself, if you're not highly motivated, you're not going to make it happen in sales. I don't care how much training and what kind of pricing, what kind of products you have.
That's absolutely right. Because you want to go into that meeting with that prospect showing that you're confident and you're knowledgeable. And when you do that, people like to do business with people that they come
absolutely.
Across as being confident.
Absolutely. Yeah, I remember when I was selling full time many, many years ago, I felt like that I wasn't doing a very good job if at least once a week somebody didn't say, "I like your enthusiasm." Mm. I kind of felt like I had to try to make that happen.
Yes.
If you see what I mean, somebody had to see that in me, or I wasn't. That was kind of how I measured whether I had negative thoughts in my head.
Yes, that is so, Jim. That is just, you're right on about it. It's about you making it happen within yourself, and we all have that ability to do it.
So we get these negative thoughts out on the table, and how do we squash them?
Well, once we shift those thoughts to positive thoughts, and that's what you want to have in front of you all the time, even if you have to write it out on a card and say it to yourself every day in the morning when you're looking in the mirror and getting dressed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm good at what I do. I have a great product to deliver. That's going to really set you up when you go out there to make those calls.
Right.
Then once I do that, I start working with my clients on setting up a plan. You know, what are the goals that we're going to accomplish this week? You know, in order for you to have 3 appointments, let's determine how many calls do you have to make? And let's set up a plan that you follow. And I believe if you create a plan and then work the plan, the results will follow.
It is a numbers game, isn't it?
It is indeed. And it means being organized and determining how many people are you going to call this week, and to do that every day. I call that my power hour, and I have that listed in my 41 ways to close more sales. I list 41 ways that you can close more sales, and it includes creating a power hour every day, no matter what. You get on the phone, and you make those calls. Get it out of the way. You know, do it in the morning. And when you do that consistently, there's no magic formula, but I promise you that the results follow. So it means, and it's like this for all of us, when we are consistent and we have a plan and we work the plan, we start to see the results.
Absolutely. Give us your website, Rochelle.
My website is www.salesbreakthroughs.com. That's all plural.
Mm-hmm.
That's salesbreakthroughs.com.
And what do we find when we get there?
You're going to find immediately you'll be invited to sign up for my free newsletter that's sent out twice a month, and you will receive the free article, 41 Ways to Close More Sales.
And there's no cost. It's all free.
This is all free.
Right. All
that's
right.
All you have to do is go to salesbreakthroughs.com.
Folks, I encourage you to do that and to take advantage of that free newsletter and share that with put it out in front of your salespeople. You know, I'm sure, Rochelle, you don't mind if they print it out and talk with their salespeople.
Absolutely.
About that. So use it to your advantage. Stand by, Rochelle. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Rochelle Togafica right after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us. Back, it's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our new friend, Rochelle Togafica. And she is the lady who developed the Sales Breakthrough System. And that's kind of what we're talking about right now. Rochelle, give us your website one more time.
My website is www.salesbreakthroughs.com. That's all plural. Sales.
Don't forget to subscribe to that for her twice monthly newsletter and use it to your advantage. Rochelle, we've got our bad attitudes and our toxic thoughts out on the table, and we got them out of the way. We've got our power hour done. Now what do we do?
Okay, now that you've got your power hour done, it's time for you to get on the phone and really go for that appointment. This means that you are going to commit yourself, that you're going to get that appointment. What happens for many people is when it comes to picking up the phone, they're fearful. It's
mm-hmm.
like, I don't know what to say or what to do. And what I do when I work with my clients is we create a powerful script. I call it creating a compelling statement that's going to get you that appointment. So I work with my clients, and we come up with an ideal statement of describing themselves, and then a grabber, a statement that within 30 seconds, you're going to get the prospect to say, yes, I want to meet with you. So that when you pick up the phone, you're no longer afraid of picking up the phone. You're going to pick up the phone because you're going to feel confident and prepared. And that's one of the reasons that people don't like to pick up the phone, is they don't know what to say.
It seems to me, Rochelle, over the years, my experience has been that another reason why people don't do a good job of getting an appointment is because they don't understand what they're supposed to be doing. They actually don't realize that all they're closing for, the only purpose for making this phone call, is to close for the appointment, not for anything else. And they try to do too much in the call. What do you think?
You're right on, Jim. That's it. I say to them, you want to keep in mind your only objective for making that call is to get the appointment. Get the appointment, then get off the phone, because we only have about 30 seconds to make our first impression. And you know what they say, first impressions are the most important. So in those 30 seconds, you better say something that's going to make a difference to the prospect. Otherwise, they're not interested.
Well, and you know, Rochelle, one of the reasons why what you're talking about now is so important to success in selling is because I don't like cold calls. And I think people actually would prefer to make a cold call sometimes. If they don't know how to get an appointment on the phone, they actually will go out and make cold calls. And that's a very low percentage, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yes.
And so they're setting themselves, by not doing a good job of getting appointments on the phone, they're setting themselves up for a low percentage sales activity.
Yes, that's why I call that the power hour. And if you do that consistently, there is a return. There's a certain percentage. So it is about get on the phone and start making those calls, but you want to be prepared when you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know what you're going to say. I was going to say, if you're calling people, if you're calling on a big company, here's a tip. You want to become a little bit of a detective. Before you call on a company, go online and learn about them. Do your research.
If you got to go through a few people to get to the person who screens for the person you want to meet with.
That's right.
You need to know what that person's name is, don't you?
Absolutely. You want to know who all the players are.
Mm-hmm.
And the easy way to do that nowadays is to go online. You can learn so much about the company you're calling into. And if you can call in and introduce yourself and say something that you read online within those first 30 seconds, something that's going to catch their attention, they're going to want to stay on the phone and hear more.
The Internet has really helped in prospecting, hasn't it? Because it's given us information about what's going on in the company, even small companies, folks, so that we can become a little more familiar with what they've got going on and weave that into our conversation.
That's right, Jim. Yes. Internet is like really one of the greatest things for us because it gives us quick access to being educated about the company. You go into the Internet and you can read about their financial statements, maybe a letter from the CEO. This will give you a sense by reading this. What's the climate of the company?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Mm-hmm. Rochelle, we've got quite a few more things to talk about that I want to get you back on another day and talk about those. In the minute and a half we got left, though, I want to ask you this question. How has selling in the 21st century changed from selling in the 20th century?
The way that it's changed, it's more competitive than ever before, and it's not about selling. It's about being yourself. So what I teach my clients is you do not have to be slick. You go in there, establish a relationship, and show that you care. Above all, people do business with people that they know and trust. So that, to me, is what selling is about.
Have you found that people value their time more than their money?
Yes, people do not have much time. So you better say something quickly that's going to matter to them. You want to get in there, find out where they're hurting right away.
And look for the time opportunities where they're hurting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think too many small business owners say, I've got to save this guy money or he'll do business with the big box companies, when maybe all he wanted you to do or she was save them some time.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And the way you do that is by listening, learning to stop talking so much. I call it the 80-20 rule. Listen 80% of the time and speak only 20%.
That's a tall order for salesmen and saleswomen, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You and I wouldn't know anything about that, though, would we, Rochelle?
No.
Give us your website one more time, Rochelle.
It's www.salesbreakthroughs.com.
Will you come back another day?
I would love to. It'd be my pleasure.
We've got a lot more to talk about. Thank you, Rochelle. Good job today.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Rochelle Togafinger, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I'll be right back with our good friend Eva Rosenberg after these messages. It's 29 after. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. Here's Stevie Nicks to take us out.
In the sky, what is love? can.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.